Welcome to Flojo's series of broadcasts on understanding the set text option for Cambridge FCE, CAE and CPE. Your host is Fiona Joseph. We hope you enjoy listening.
Hello and welcome to the latest podcast featuring the Cambridge ESOL set texts. This podcast is aimed at candidates who are preparing for the set text option in the FCE First Certificate Writing Paper. And the book we're going to be featuring today is Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. So first I'll explain how we're going to organise this podcast. So first we'll have a quick run through of the plot of Great Expectations, the characters and the setting. Then we'll explore some of the themes in the book. And we'll discuss the types of questions that are likely to come up in the First Certificate exam. And I'll give you some tips on how to do your very best if you decide to do this option. The edition of the book I'm using is the Penguin Popular Classics edition, and this is the original one. You'll be advised to use one of the abridged versions of Great Expectations, however. So we'll kick off with a summary of the plot of Great Expectations. Now, the story starts when a young boy called Pip has an encounter in a graveyard with a very frightening man. Now, this is a man who's escaped from prison, and the man forces Pip to steal some food and also a file so he can escape from the shackles that are around his leg. Now, remember this incident because it will become important much later on in the book. So then we find out a little bit about Pip's home life. Pip lives with his sister and also her husband Joe, who's a blacksmith. They both live quite a humble sort of life. But one day Pip gets an unexpected invitation to the house of a very rich old woman who's called Miss Havisham. Miss Havisham's a very desperate sort of character. She's now an old woman who was abandoned on her wedding day. And she still persists in wearing the wedding dress that she had when she was jilted at the altar. Now, she has a companion, a young girl called Estella, who's actually her adopted daughter. Estella's very beautiful, and Pip, as soon as he sees Estella, begins to have very strong feelings for her. However, Estella doesn't reciprocate. She doesn't love him back. One day, Miss Havisham tells Pip not to come back and visit because the time has come for him to start his apprenticeship as a blacksmith with Joe. But Pip feels miserable doing this job because through his visits to Miss Havisham's house, he's begun to see that other people lead a better sort of life. So for a while, Pip's very miserable as a blacksmith. He feels it's too lowly a job for him. So things carry on for a while until one day Pip's sister Jo has an attack and needs constant care and attention. So a young girl called Biddy comes to live at the house in order to look after Pip's sister. One night when Pip's in the bar, a lawyer from London comes up to him with some very startling news. It turns out that Pip has inherited a great deal of money from a person who wishes to remain anonymous, but Pip must leave for London immediately and become a gentleman. Now, as you can imagine, Pip is absolutely delighted by this news. He gets to buy fine clothes, live in a wonderful apartment, and live the sort of life that he feels he's come to expect. All the time, Pip believes that the person who's provided all the money is the rich Miss Havisham. And he thinks her reason for doing so is that he should become a gentleman in order that he can marry Estella one day. Pip spends a great deal of time in London, and during this time in London, he becomes ashamed of Joe and his origins, and they grow apart. He's still in love with Estella, but she's still failing to return his feelings. And in fact, he never has the courage to confess that he's in love with her. Many years later, Pip discovers who actually is responsible for providing all this money. And in fact, it isn't Miss Havisham, as he thought. It's actually a man called Magwitch. Now, do you remember at the start of the book when I said that when Pip was young, he met a man in a churchyard, a criminal. Pip gave him some food and helped him escape. Well, this man is called Magwitch. Now, all these years, he's been so grateful to Pip that he made a promise to himself that he would leave his money to Pip. This is a really dreadful shock to Pip, more so than when he realises Magwitch wants to spend the rest of his days with Pip. Magwitch is still actually wanted in England, and he'll be hanged if he's caught by the authorities. Meanwhile, Pip has news that Estella has got married to a man called Bentley Drummle. It turns out to be a very unhappy marriage. Pip goes to visit Miss Havisham, and he finds that she wants Pip to forgive her. Sadly, she sits too close to the fire and her clothes go up in smoke. Pip tries to save her, but she's badly burned, and eventually she does die as a result of her burns. Meanwhile, Magwitch is trying to escape because the authorities are after him. So Pip and his friend hatch a plan to try and help him escape across the English Channel to Europe. However, Magwitch is caught by his old enemy. He meant Magwitch and Compeyson fight, and Compeyson dies in the struggle. Magwitch is caught and then he's sent to jail, where he in fact dies. But before his death, Pip discovers that Magwitch is actually Estella's father. There follows a long period in which Pip is ill, and during this time, Joe cares for him. When he returns from abroad, he goes to see Joe and Biddy, finds them happily married. They've also got a child whom they've called Pip. Right at the end of the book, Pip makes one final visit to Miss Havisham's house, and there he finds Estella wandering around. She tells him that her marriage is over, and Pip notices a change in her. She seems softer and kinder and willing to accept Pip as a friend.
So let's look now at the characters in Great Expectations, and we'll pick out just the two main ones for now. The most important one, the main character in the book, is Pip. Pip is an orphan who lives with his sister and her gentle husband Joe, who works as a blacksmith. And we see right away that Pip is a kind person, for example when he helps Magwitch right at the start of the book. But he also wants to improve himself and reach a higher social position. He dreams of marrying the beautiful Estella and joining the upper classes. However, when he does become a gentleman by moving to London, he wants to forget all about his humble origins. In other words, he becomes a snob. You can imagine how his world falls apart when he realises that in fact a criminal has paid for his lifestyle. This forces him to face up to the fact that his behaviour has caused pain for Joe and for Biddy, his new wife. And by the end of the book, Pip has matured into a kinder and more thoughtful sort of person. Now, what about Estella? Estella is the beautiful young girl who has been brought up by her guardian, Miss Havisham, to be cruel to men and break their hearts. This is because Miss Havisham herself had her own heart broken. As a result of this upbringing, Estella is a very cold and cruel sort of person. She treats Pip badly, and rather than marry him, she chooses a very bad rich man called Drummle, with whom she has many miserable years of marriage. A surprise for the reader is to find out that Estella is actually the daughter of Magwitch. The other important characters are Miss Havisham, who we've mentioned, she's the bitter old lady, and Magwitch himself, the convicted criminal, who wants to help Pip in return for his kindness. What I'm going to do now is to look at an exam-style question so that you can go into the FCE exam with maximum confidence. Set text questions in the exam appear in part 2 of the writing paper as question 5, and there will be one specific question on each of the set texts. Now, it's important you remember these things. Firstly, the set text question is optional. You don't have to do it. And you certainly mustn't do it if you haven't read the book. Don't think you can write about a completely different book. You'll just get a straight 0. Even if you have read the book, but there is another question in part 2 that you think you could do better on, then by all means choose that one. But let's think about some of the exam question types. The question on the set text will be framed in terms of an article, an essay, a letter, a report, or a review. And this means when you're doing this type of question in exam, you've actually got to do two things. First, you're getting the right content for your answer, but you're also making sure you have the correct layout and style for a letter, review, etc. So we'll imagine an exam style question, and it's this. You've received a letter from your English pen friend saying, "We're reading Great Expectations in class. Have you read it? If so, what was your favourite part?" Write a letter to your pen friend giving your example about the best part of the book. Now, as I said before, you need to be able to do two things. Firstly, you need to be thinking about the task type. So, this is a letter to a pen friend. This means that the style can be fairly informal. Start with "Dear so-and-so," you can just make up a name. Finish off with something like "best wishes" or "love," and then write your first name. Start your letter by saying something like, "Dear Jane, thanks for your letter, I hope you're well. Now, you asked about Great Expectations," and then you can lead into your answer. So that's just a quick overview of the format of a letter. Now, secondly, you have to choose the best part. That's actually what the question is about, your favourite part in the book. Luckily, with this book, you've got lots of different episodes to choose from. It's a very thrilling, exciting book. So let's think about what part you can choose. Well, this is up to you. If I were doing this question, I'd probably pick the episode right at the end where Pip and Estella are reunited in the garden of the manor house she used to live in. By this time, both characters have been through a lot. Pip's had a long illness and financial problems, Estella an unhappy marriage, and yet at the end Estella admits she wants to be friends. And by now Pip can believe that they will never be parted again. Now, as well as describing your favourite part, you also have to say why. So what kind of things could you mention about this part in the book? You can say you like it because it suggests a happy ending for the characters, or because it's a romantic ending and you like that kind of thing. Remember, here you're just giving your opinion. There's no right or wrong answer. You can finish off your letter with just a short sentence and then sign off in the ways that I've suggested, either with best wishes or love. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast and found it useful in helping you to prepare for the updated FCE exam. Good luck, and we'll see you again soon.
You've been listening to Fiona Joseph talking about the FCE set text option Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. For more information and exam resources for FCE, CA and CPE, including our online series Exam Success Plus, please go to www.flojo.co.uk. That's www.flojoe.co.uk. Thanks for listening.